Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Welcome to A Thing or Two, a deep dive into stuff we think more people should know about. I'm Claire Mazur.
And I'm Erica Cerullo. To share your thoughts on this episode or anything really, leave us a voicemail at 833-632-5463 or DM us on Instagram at A Thing or Two HQ.
And join a bunch of other listeners in our Geneva and ask them all the things you need to ask them. Tell them about all the things
the
you need to tell them.
The gift guy questions you have that aren't answered in this episode or next week.
They're really good at gift questions.
They really are. They really are. Oh, I had a PSA.
What?
This is our fourth annual gift guide.
Oh my gosh,
thank you. And which means that there are 9 episodes just waiting for people if this isn't enough for them.
Impressive.
Yeah. You could basically like the first Taylor Swift 1989 your way through.
The first year we thought it was going to be one episode, and then we went so long that we thought we had to break it into two. Isn't that how it happened?
I think so. And then another year we did 3 episodes.
Yeah.
So that's how we're at 9.
Right. That makes sense.
So this is the 10th and the 11th is next week.
Great. Love it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Congratulations to us and to all of our listeners for going this far.
Congrats to everyone.
Okay. So if this is your first rodeo, people DM, call us, email us, telling us about their most challenging gift list person.
Or people. Here are the six that are issues.
And we come up with ideas for what to get these people.
And sometimes themes emerge, which
often
we will get to.
Often themes emerge,
which is like another delight.
Well, also, the thing that happens every year and surprises me every year is that there will be, for 3 years in a row, let's say, always some camping dad, right? And then the camping dad will completely disappear and there's not a camping dad to be found, right? Like there's certain themes that are omnipresent and then suddenly gone completely.
Can we talk about who emerged this year?
Yes.
So the pickleball parent, the pickleball parent came in so hard and so fast that I'm like, this is the new voting demographic.
Mm.
Like this is the 2024 election. They're going to talk about the pickleball parent, which is like the retired, the retired boomer who is into pickleball. That person also potentially is into tequila. That pairing showed up multiple times.
Tequila
never showed up for us before.
No, there were way
whiskey few- always shows up, I feel like, but tequila, no, this year.
Tequila showed up as a parent thing specifically. And
as
parent,
a parent
of an adult. Like a boomer, basically.
A boomer, yeah.
The other thing...
A, like, deadhead, maybe? Like, is it that? Yeah, like, I don't know.
Or just, like, it's like the new coffee. It's, like, something you can taste and refine your palate around. I don't know.
Do you think that Casamigos is to, like, blame or thank for this?
I absolutely do.
Kendall, huh?
Yeah, no, I don't think she's doing it for the boomers. But I think the other thing that disappeared this year... So we really lost the, like, camper gadget husband.
Yeah.
And the crafter. We used to get a lot of crafters and we didn't get that many crafters this year.
We only have like one or two crafters this year. Yeah.
I feel like there were some, we didn't get a ton of like loves to travel.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know.
I think people maybe acknowledge that that's not all that helpful anymore.
Yeah, that's true.
The other thing that there was something I'll say. Oh, you know what? This year's were a bit less angry than last year's.
Yeah, for sure.
Last year, people were mad that they had to buy things for people.
Yeah. People were exhausted. Yeah.
Exhausted and angsty.
Yeah. Yeah.
And there was a little less angst this year. So congrats
to
everyone.
Is nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. We have a good one to kick us off.
Please.
It's not like the most exciting question, but it's a good category.
It's like one of those questions that I think a lot of people have.
Yes.
Like this question.
We are only doing stockings for adult this year. All the fun stocking stuffers, please. I both love this as an idea for a family.
Yeah.
On the other hand, I do think you run the risk of giving people a lot of shit they don't need.
Junk.
Small things that they Junk. Don't need that you're like, well, it's clever or it's cute. And you're like, what?
Too many things that are like, ha ha, funny when you pull them out of a stocking. And then you're like, well, then now I own this.
Yeah.
Like things that work as a meme or something you send someone on Instagram, not something you need to own.
Correct.
Okay, we tried our best to make these things that are like genuinely useful.
Mm-hmm.
Opinel has these little keychain pocket knives.
It's only $11.
That's
a great one.
Like Thomas has wanted this for 9 months, Claire.
Why didn't he buy it for himself?
We don't ask that question because I already bought it for a stocking.
Great.
We just don't push people to buy $11 things for themselves so we can buy them for them later. You know?
Wow. Okay. Yeah. No, this is incredibly useful.
Noso makes the no, like N-O-S-O, but it's like, it's referencing no sewing, makes these patches that you use to repair outdoor gear.
Okay, smart.
Like if you get a rip in your North Face or whatever, you stick one of these on them and they come in cute patterns. It could also be for kids because they're like stickery.
Yeah, yeah. They look like stickers. They've got a Smokey the Bear one.
I mean, delightful. Scout Regalia makes sticky hooks, like, you know, command hooks.
So it's like a command hook, but it's cute.
But it's not ugly.
Great. Yeah. Also only $11. $11 is, this is the price point we're working
apparently,
with.
Apparently. Favorite musician merch. Olivia Rodrigo makes a perfect all-American bitch hat that I feel like somebody wants.
Somebody
like,
definitely wants
potentially
that.
Potentially someone who doesn't even know who Olivia Rodrigo is in your family wants that. Like there's an aunt who wants that hat.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe, perhaps.
Yeah. Custom family matchbooks. Eater did a whole like story on this.
I do love a custom matchbook. I think it's also like a really cute wedding gift.
Yes.
Or bachelorette or something. Love a custom matchbook.
Yes. Nutscene makes these colorful twines, like gardening twines. But you know how gardening twines just like boring colored? you've thought about that?
I have. Yeah.
Well, they make like a lavender one and an orange one. I mean, how cute.
We use twine a lot in our house to wrap up the recycling.
Totally.
So this could, you know, just add a little flair to the Monday night trash routine.
Exactly. You could give this like whole set to someone or you can break up the rolls and put like one in each stocking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gossamer has these rose CBD gummies that are wonderful. We love Gossamer and we really love Rose Los Angeles. And they are just in cute packaging.
They really are.
And also known for being extremely delicious.
Yes.
Riedecker makes this hedgehog table brush that is the cutest thing you have ever seen. It is a little hedgehog and the spikes of, I guess not the spikes, but the fur of the hedgehog
bristles,
is a brush. Is a table brush. And I love a table brush personally.
You like a table brush and a table scraper both.
A dough scraper for this, but I think this might actually be, you know, this is actually for this purpose. Is, Especially if you're a family that eats bread a lot. You're going to get the crumbs. You know, my parents are huge bread people and it drives me crazy to go over to their house and there's crumbs everywhere. These things are important.
This is good.
This company, Little Cotton Clothes, makes the cutest little silk daisy chain kit to make a little daisy chain anklet, bracelet, whatever. It's a perfect, you know, sitting around on Christmas Day.
Yes,
little craft.
Yes, totally.
Something just a delightful, you know, it is a little bit of a tchotchke, but it's a farfalle shaped candle. Who doesn't want that?
It's a burn, you burn it. It's a consumable.
Oh, okay.
So I think that doesn't
qualify.
You're going
to excuse it? Okay,
like,
great.
I think if it's a ha-ha funny gag thing that you can use and use up, it gets a pass.
That it will go away. Great.
Yeah.
So you'll burn that to the ground.
Yeah.
And Tasaryu makes a Hinoki drawer bag. I'm thrilled that Hinoki is becoming a more common scent. I think it is such a nice scent. And I do think that drawer scent bags are something that I'm always happy to be gifted.
Same, because they lose their scent. They are also a consumable in that way. You have to replace them over time.
And you never buy it for yourself.
No.
But then you open the drawer and this delightful scent comes out. You're so excited.
Well, yeah. And it's like wood chips, so that's good for the moths and stuff.
Yes.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Thank you so much to MoMA Design Store for sponsoring today's episode. One of the absolute greatest things about MoMA Design Store, of which there are many, is that you can use it as like your shopping hub. Like you can get all of your shopping done in one place.
There's just not that many places left that are like that.
No, multi-brand retail. Where are you? Where are you? We're looking.
Yes.
And I think even at MoMA Design Store, you could get a lot of your shopping across ages done in just one department, which is the Miffy department.
Oh, wow. And Miffy is having a moment, according to the New York Times. So by the time they get to it, you know it's definitely having a moment.
It's like it's peaked.
Yes.
So Miffy is an adorable cousin of Hello Kitty, aesthetically, not Sanrio-y.
Yes.
Who is, yes, appeals to children and made for children, but of course, because who doesn't like childish things, especially as millennials and Gen Zers, Miffy has just like really boomed for adults.
I just say that both you and MoMA Design Store were very early to the Miffy train, and I don't think either of you are getting enough credit for it.
And we both would appreciate more credit from others, but we are so grateful for it from you.
Well, allow me to be the first.
Thank you.
Both of you deserve to be mentioned in all of these pieces, noting just what a superstar Miffy has become, a global superstar.
There's a corduroy Miffy that I think is great for children, yes, but also adults. There are Miffy mixing bowls, which is how we know. This is how we know it's like not just for children.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Miffy lamp, which is sitting next to me right now as we record.
Well, and it's down the hall from me in Cam's room. So there is truly nothing like finding that perfect gift for somebody on your list. And I will tell you, it's that aha moment happening over and over again in MoMA Design Store. You're bound to find something that makes you smile and think, this made me think of this person. Also, every product is reviewed by MoMA curators, the same ones responsible for what is on view at the museum. So you know that the assortment is very legit. Shop online at mo.ma/ATOT or in store in New York City, Soho, Midtown, and in the museum. And take 10% off your purchase when you use or mention promo code A Thing or Two online and in US MoMA Design Stores through November 23rd, 2023. 10% off your purchase. And again, you're going to get 10% off your entire holiday list because you can do the whole thing here. So 10% off your entire purchase now through November 23rd, 2023. With code A Thing or Two in store or at mo.ma/ATOT. Cannot be combined with other offers. Restrictions may apply. Every purchase supports the museum's collection and education program. So when you shop at MoMA Design Store, you are giving back to the arts too.
Are you single and struggling with dating or in a long-term relationship and want to take that next step? Or maybe you've been together with your partner forever and you want to spice things up. We Met at Acme is a dating podcast for you, and I really hope you come check it out. I'm Lindsay Metzeler, and we have so much to talk about together. So check out We Met at Acme wherever you listen to podcasts, and I can't wait to meet you.
You and I both landed on some cute wine stoppers.
I do think that this is a useful little thing. They both have little ceramic tops. Mine is by Annie Racy, and it's like a splatter sort of speckle ceramic.
They look like
situation.
Little mushrooms. They're blue and white. And then Lisa Angel makes these cute ceramic animal ones. There is a cheetah, a lobster, or a kitty cat.
a kitty cat.
Yeah.
Who doesn't open a bottle of wine and then not be able to shove the cork back in? You know?
Always.
Always. Always. Always. Always. Another thing that feels useful and like is a little trinkety, but you know, it's one of those things that you don't want to buy for yourself, but then you have it is a wick trimmer. I've had like three candles in a row that want to try to light the house on fire when you light them. And
you're a big candle person. You've got to have a wick trimmer in
your house. True. This is true. And the White Street Market makes a very cute blue and white one that feels like, you know, it's not just like standard.
Yeah. 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 Kahawa 1893 is this coffee company that sources their coffee directly from women farmers in Kenya, Rwanda, and Congo. And they do this genius thing where they do these single serve coffee packs that are just work exactly like a tea bag.
You know what? I had these in a hotel room once, and
it's
it was
so smart
a lovely experience because it meant that, yeah, they didn't have to have, they had just a kettle and they had these and then tea bags. Yeah.
And you can buy a whole pack and split them up, or you can buy just like, you know, you can buy as many as you want basically. But I think it's so smart and they're cute packaging too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Brightland Olive Oil does minis. They do a pack of their mini essentials, which you could break up and pop in into people's stockings. Squiggle Studio, which is just a delightful, fun graphic design studio that has a lot of objects, does these straws, which I just feel like if we're all doing glass metal straws, can we just make them cute and bendy and colorful?
Yeah. Yes, I think we can.
These are
I think
glass, we can. Cute, bendy, colorful straws.
And we talked about these on a recent episode, Curaprox toothbrushes, which come in very fun colors. And then there was also a little travel set situation. So
the,
good.
The thing I like about the toothbrushes and the straws is you can pick different colors for everybody. It's slightly different, right?
Slightly
Everybody's
different.
Not getting the exact same thing.
One of our big categories today is boyfriend-husband. Boyfriend/husband.
This is a marquee category.
Marquee
for
category.
Us,
we're opening with it because it is a tough one for people. Yeah. Okay. My husband, 34, senior web developer manager. I like the full job title.
Well, because she's also worried he's going to listen and then she'll have gotten it wrong and he'll be so offended. You don't even know what I do.
Claire, exactly.
Yeah.
Likes home projects, sci-fi books /TV, awesome dad to our 4-year-old and 8-month-old. He hates spending money and, quote, doesn't want gifts but wants gifts. It's historically been a damned if you do, damned if you don't type situation. His favorite gifts from me ever have been a car washing kit, a Woobles crochet kit.
You know, I forgot to Google what a Woobles crochet kit
They're
is.
They're little animals.
Okay.
They're little animals
okay,
that you
know.
Make. And a Dyson vacuum.
Okay.
W2F do I get him now?
Okay.
Okay. This is an interesting one. Mm-hmm. This is, it feels like...
You're not getting a clear vision of the person.
Well, and you also, what you know is that he likes like kind of oddball things feel like sort of fun and creative or just smartly designed maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah. A Sven saw.
Mm-hmm.
This is an incredible product from a family business that has been at it for 60 years.
Wow, wow, wow.
It's technically a camping saw, but it's sort of whatever you want. It's like a saw that folds up into like a stick and you tighten it with a screw. It is, I think this man will appreciate the simplicity of the design.
Proudly made in Minnesota.
Proudly.
The Hoto brushless drill, this to me, I'm surprised we're not hearing more about it because I truly believe that this company was like, we need to make the Dyson hair dryer for dudes and it's the drill.
Yes.
It's the Dyson hair dryer of drills to me. It looks like the Dyson hair dryer, okay?
Yes.
And
yes.
It's $200 for the full brushless drill tool set. Do I know what a brushless drill is?
I wouldn't
Absolutely
worry about
not.
It. I wouldn't worry about
but
it.
But it looks great. It comes in a cute little package. I think this man is going to love it for his home projects. And you just tell him, you like the Dyson vacuum? Well, this is the Dyson of drills.
Done. Absolutely done.
Also, Yun's Hardware, we love. This is an amazing online hardware store started by this woman, Kelly Lynn Wright, who just has a passion for hardware stores. And get him a gift card. Let him go crazy.
Yes.
Let him run wild.
Is this a man who wants a sewing machine?
Probably.
Because like the home projects, the crochet kit, it makes me think that maybe, and the Singer Heavy Duty 4423 gets rave reviews.
Oh, you
reviews.
Picked out a specific sewing kit for him. Good,
totally,
good, good.
Totally. Or maybe pair that with or get separately the Open Studio Do-It-Yourself Art Projects by Contemporary Artists. There are some like kid-friendly ones too that you could like do with kids that, you know, fun.
I think that this is a man who likes functional things and Harvest Label, which is this Japanese line, makes these incredibly functional bags. And I think in general, this could be the year to get your male gifties a man bag.
Yeah.
I think men are wearing bags more. We all saw Channing wear that bag with his
Rosemary's
Baby. And
they're not doing a great job.
So many of them
need guidance.
Yeah. Well, and especially new dads are all trying to figure out what's my dad bag look.
Like a big bag.
Yeah. So this is a sling pack. It's like not quite a fanny pack. He couldn't even wear it around his fanny if he wanted.
Good.
It's a man bag. And I think it's the right one is how I feel about it.
I put this on here in part for you, the Slate Flosser, Claire.
Oh, thank you so much.
You've gotten it for someone in your life.
I got it for Chris.
Yeah.
And yeah, I think that's right. If this guy who likes a Dyson vacuum, I think he's going to like the Slate Flosser.
Camper makes these wool wobby slippers that feel like if you need a dog shoe or taking out the trash shoe or like running around the house shoe, this feels right. Or speaking for like the sci-fi piece of it, a signed Octavia Butler or Ursula Le Guin book.
Mm, yeah, that's a good idea.
You know.
Okay, my graphic designer husband who likes quality over quantity is picky and lives in fear I might buy him clothes as a gift.
I feel like that does give a really strong sense.
It does.
An architecture design book from a city you visit over last year, like make it an annual thing. Mm-hmm. Anything you can do in some of these instances to not have to solve the problem every year.
Yeah.
I don't know. You know, do it.
Set yourself up.
Do it.
Yeah.
A piece of art, like a study from an artist that he likes for something that's like more accessibly priced or a print or a lift.
I think really nice versions of tools or just like sort of basic functional utility items. So this Higanokami folding knife, which is just like a beautiful brass Japanese folding knife, or a rose gold wrench from Hot Cool Tokyo. Like he likes quality over quantity. Get him a rose gold wrench.
Yeah. Love it.
Another thing, sort of best in class item, the Balmuda toaster, which is having, I'm going to say it's having a moment. I am very, in terms of kitchen appliances, it's supposed to be the best toaster. It steams basically.
And it's like a little toaster oven.
Yeah, it's a toaster oven. Yeah, yes. And you put water in it and in the top of it. And it's somehow the steam and the toasting work together to give you the perfect effect.
Perfect. Love it.
Yeah. This Bruno Minari pencil holder is beautiful. It doubles. It can either be a tall pencil holder or a pencil holder and paperclip holder. And maybe you get him some fancy pencils to go with it, like Blackwing or Pinator. Just gesture towards, you know, this man is a designer.
Yes.
He's working with his hands.
That's right.
Did you not want to do the planner?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I feel like it was more desperation before.
Okay. Yeah. The other thing for quality over quantity, these people are on our gift list, our gift guide every year with good reason. St. Olio is such an amazing line of scented natural body oils and sprays and cleaning products.
I feel like for the person who doesn't think they want this kind of thing.
That's what I think their perfume is all about. So it's called a body oil, but it is basically like a gender neutral perfume. And I do think it is a great thing for someone who does not want to really get into cologne.
It's a subtle, nice
fragrance.
Okay. Husband, new dad, hates buying himself anything. He's bookish and British, and his interests include cycling, cooking, video games, F1, and the Tottenham Hotspurs.
Which is a British football team?
Yeah, exactly. Everything nice he wears is because I bought it for him. Want to get him something good this year because he's been so underslept and overworked juggling baby and a new job. Okay, speaking of F1.
Yes.
Lewis Hamilton has a non-alcoholic blue agave spirit called Almave that just came out. So maybe that is an answer.
So this is like a non-alcoholic tequila.
Correct.
Okay.
So it could also be for our tequila.
Yeah.
Our tequila parents.
Crossover. Yeah.
You could do a vintage Tottenham Hotspurs like jersey or gear. Feels fun. Last year in our Geneva, a listener named Lauren recommended book repair to get like old books fixed.
Yeah.
She specifically, I think, did this for her dad with children's books that he could like read to her kids. But you could do it with any kind of book. Speaking of books, White Space Press on Etsy has all of these vintage Penguin classics that would be like a fun thing to round up.
I think for a cook on your list, a cookbook stand.
Yeah.
I feel like so many people don't have them, people who cook a lot. And then once you have one, you're like, wow, this is so nice to have.
Yeah.
Also, because you can put an iPad on it. You can put it.
It's a stand for anything.
It's a stand for anything, but I think it is an incredibly handy thing to have in the kitchen.
Yes.
Fog Linen makes a really nice one. So does Pueblo.
Yes. I've always loved the Persil 714 foldable sunglasses.
Mm.
That feels like it was, I know they're Italian, but it was reading very British to me.
I mean, it's very James Bond
right.
in its way.
Exactly.
If this man is only wearing nice stuff that you buy for him, maybe like a pair of really nice loafers. I think this company, Blackstock and Weber, is so cool.
Oh, they are
beautiful.
So cool.
Loafers. Maybe something, you know, sort of unexpected in that way.
Yes.
I asked for gift ideas for a core romance a few years ago. We bought a house together this year. He's wonderful. His favorite drink is espresso. He loves Guy Fieri. He plays an Irish sport called hurling. We go on bike rides together and love exploring new places. We both lost our grandmothers this year. First, I want to congratulate you on this love story. We love love.
Love, love.
I love that you wrote in about, I have a vague memory of responding to some Quora romance requests and not quite knowing how to address it. Like, weird, is it too soon? I don't know. You know, it's a,
well, because
it
was a fine line. Some people were like, I've been dating my Quora romance for the last 3 weeks. And it would be like, okay, well, I don't know.
But also in Quora, 3 weeks was 3 years.
No, I know.
Or at least 3 months. So it was complicated.
It was
tricky. And look, this one worked out. They bought a house together. We don't know if they're getting married. It doesn't matter.
It doesn't make a difference. They bought a house together.
They bought a house together. That's a much bigger commitment than getting married, honestly.
Of course.
You found some great Guy Fieri merch.
I would say I found one piece of great Guy Fieri merch.
Really?
And one
I think
odd,
both
and
great.
One insane piece of Guy Fieri merch.
Oh, well, okay. I'm sorry. Is there like a sane piece of Guy Fieri
yes.
merch?
Click the first.
I saw it. Clicked it. I think it's great. It's not like, it's not the sweatshirt of a sane person.
Okay, it is an Air Fieri crew neck. It is.
It's
you
wonderful.
Can picture it. It's, you know, the Jordan logo with Guy Fieri.
Yes,
that's
but
what it
Erica,
is.
Erica, he's jumping and
he's
holding
has a spatula.
Yeah.
I think as Guy Fieri merch goes, Claire, that is as
it's the best. You found the best one.
As sane as it comes.
Yeah.
Now, the other is from this company called Pillows, Posters, Papers on Etsy. It is a Guy Fieri fan sequin pillowcase.
Yeah.
So, you know those sequin things largely for children, but they have that ASMR quality where you like go one direction and they're silver and the other direction they're like purple?
Yes.
This is you go one direction and they're silver and the other direction is Guy Fieri's face.
Well, you can pick black or gold. So you can decide what color sequins you want them to be. But, I would go with the gold, personally.
Gold?
I think that's what Guy Fieri would want.
I think you're absolutely right. So one direction is gold and the other direction is Guy Fieri's face.
I also just want to read you the official product name. Guy Fieri fan sequin pillowcase. It's for fans.
Unlike other Guy Fieri merch, this is for fans.
Or is that referencing the motion that you make?
I think it's for fans. Okay. Yeah.
I'm going to just go out on a limb and assume that Guy Fieri didn't give permission and that the photographer did not give permission, that this is like rogue fan art.
This is full. It's an Etsy moment.
Just so you know, in case you're gifting for someone who's not a Guy Fieri fan, they have Chris Evans, Doja Coin, Bad Bunny, Tom Holland, Big Ed, I don't know who that is, Derek McDreamy Shepherd, and the guys from Step Brothers, so Will Ferrell and whoever the other guy is.
What a spread. McDreamy?
Yeah, and those are the only ones, by the way. There's
well,
no
I
other
Well, I feel like
ones.
Their fandom is represented here.
Whatever. I guess so. Yeah. What would you do? I know that you're going to have to make a lot of like hypothetical leaps here, but if you landed on this page and they had one of you, would you be like, I didn't grant you permission, or you'd be like, go with God, I'm all for it.
Go with God.
Okay, all right.
This is innovation.
Yeah, no, totally. I love it.
Yeah, this is innovation. Okay, we lean into the espresso thing, obviously, because you gave us that option.
Yeah.
And Evo Angel Italian splatterware espresso cups are very, very cute.
They are. Neal & Co., which is a design shop we love, also has these really cute Oaxacan espresso cups. Okay, let's do the biking for a minute.
Let's
Lots
do
of biking
it.
Options. Does he need a cool bike basket? Because Baba Tree, which makes these beautiful colored straw items, has this beautiful bicycle basket
in multiple color options, and they sell on Goodie, which great business.
Great business. Okay, a safety pizzetta. This is a pizza shaped safety reflector for the back of his bike, but he has to make the pizza himself. Like, he has to choose what toppings he's putting
and
on and where
them.
They go
stick
and
them.
Stick them on.
So it is a reflector where the yellow reflector tape is the crust.
Yeah.
And then
the orange is the base of the pizza. And then you put on the mushrooms, the onion, the pepperoni. If you're a vegetarian, you can leave
this
the pepperoni off.
This is a bit of the biker Guy Fieri crossover, I would say.
It's also maybe if you have, you know, a child who bikes, you could give them this.
Who can say?
I also, for these adventures you're going on, two suggestions. These Knox Provisions binoculars. Have these come across your range?
I think
we
might have put them on the gift guide before because they're so good.
They're so good, but they're also showing up everywhere. These, much like the Balmuda toaster, these are the binoculars. If you're a binocular person, these are the binoculars.
These are the binoculars.
Right. They're also attractive. A Ren off-road growler to bring some beer on your biking trip?
Yeah, no, classic off-road growler.
A classic off-road growler if you guys are beer people.
But like 64-ounce capacity does feel really, that's nice. Like,
you know,
a big thermos.
This is also for the camping husband who never showed up on our list this year.
It keeps your beer carbonated and cold. You can also put coffee in it. I'm watching someone pour coffee from it. Great.
Yeah.
Great.
Okay, for the house that you all just bought together.
Yeah.
Do you want to book a session on the expert?
You do.
You do.
I feel like Yeah, you get basically interior design advice by the hour from, you know, people who are doing houses in Architectural Digest.
Yes. You could do, you know who we would recommend? We love the gals at Jesse Paris Lamb.
Love.
Love them. And they're on The Expert. Okay, a gift card to this great online plant store called Grounded. Maybe he needs some plants. They are wonderful. A cabin bonfire builder. This thing's so cool. It is this, it folds up very flat. This is also for the camping husband or just for somebody who wants to build a bonfire in their backyard. It's like a little stand to lean the wood against that you can just tuck away when you're not using it.
Yeah, it feels like it takes up the least amount of space that this sort of thing can take up.
That's right.
A custom print of something meaningful to him, maybe from his grandmother's.
That's a good idea.
From the Heirloomist, which does these like really beautiful, like how would you describe them? Sharp focus.
Really? High definition, sharp focus, high resolution portraits of objects.
Yeah. I always love the idea for something like this of doing something that has like someone's handwriting, like her address book, maybe open or something. I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah. She has a book coming out soon too.
Yeah.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month. Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. I saw some girlfriends over the weekend, had like a fun, chatty, hangy girls weekend. And we were sitting around one night talking, getting into the nitty gritty and talking about mental health. And one of them was like, you know, I feel like I'm actually like in a decent place. And I've been talking to my therapist about winding down, but also it's the holidays. And that feels like an insane time to stop seeing your therapist.
I tend to agree.
Her therapist agreed. We all agreed. We were like, yeah, maybe just ride it out through like January, see how you're doing.
February, maybe.
Who wants to stop seeing your therapist in February also?
No.
Like, I'm all for taking a break, slowing down, you know, like giving yourself.
Switching things up.
Yeah,
because sometimes you need different people for different parts of your life or different things you're going through too.
Yeah. I just felt like now's not the time to sort of like give up your safety, your security blanket, you know?
Yeah. But it is time to try maybe if you're not. It is time to seek a security blanket. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire and get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Find your bright spot this season with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/athingortwo today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/athingortwo. BetterHelp, HELP.com/athingortwo.
Did you know you can tell the difference between a laboratory-grown diamond and a natural diamond? Laboratory-grown diamonds are mass-produced in factories in just a few weeks and are easily detected due to their distinct patterns. On the other hand, natural diamonds are over 1 billion years old and support the livelihoods of over 10 million people worldwide. The positive impact of natural diamonds is widespread. Around 80% of the value of every rough diamond remains in local communities and supports infrastructure, healthcare, education, and environmental protection. So next time you're thinking of celebrating a special moment in your life, remember that your natural diamond also protects vulnerable wildlife species and brings prosperity to many less fortunate communities around the world. For more information, visit naturaldiamonds.com. Okay, loved this one. We're moving on to sons, yes. Which also could be boyfriend, to be honest.
Yes, also. Right.
Help, I'm desperate for a gift for gift ideas for my 22-year-old son. He's a new grad, job hunting, close to securing first job, just moved home from Montreal. Uni girlfriend relocated from overseas to our hometown, Toronto. He's very private, hates receiving gifts, and then there are question marks, exclamation points. Is gracious at time he receives, but they always find their way into the return pile. Loves a good bargain and hates that we spend money on him. So hard to buy for. Best gift ever was 3-month cheese subscription sent to school last year. Makes fun of the various prints I've bought him. Lots of friends, but very introverted. Sporty, foodie, funny, middle child. Does not share info, let alone gift ideas. Nothing to see here, folks. Just move on kind of guy. Help.
That, 6 exclamation points, yeah. After help.
6 exclamation,
yeah.
Points.
Yeah.
Nothing to see here, folks. Mm-hmm. Just move on kind of,
yeah.
Guy.
Yeah. Okay. If I'm this mom, I'm giving him a cheese subscription every year.
That's your thing.
Yeah.
That's like the thing
you're
doing. Or you
just
doing.
Move through the Zingerman's catalog. This year you're getting a salami subscription. Next year you're getting a babka subscription, whatever it is.
Claire, that's exactly it. Yeah. So Island Creek oysters.
Yeah.
You can get a gift certificate for an oyster party with friends, which I feel like is like about the fanciest thing you could possibly do as a 22-year-old.
Yes,
like have an,
correct.
Oyster party, and you send a couple of shucking knives. Mm-hmm. They also do tinned fish if, you know, yes. If like the whole oyster party thing feels like too much.
Hawkins, New York sells a beautiful set of cheese knives for $38. I want this. It's,
yeah.
Like, it's a great little, it's just a useful to have, especially if you're a cheese eater.
There's a company called Ricky's, or a person named Ricky's, mm-hmm. who does cheese making kits that I learned about from Barbara Kingsolver,
okay.
from Animal Vegetable Miracle. So I feel,
okay.
like that's like
so
very...
So it's approved.
Approved.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. MoMA Design Store sells this really amazing little ceramic cooking pan from this brand called Sawaka.
Mm-hmm.
And it's made in the Gifu region of Japan. It's very little.
Nice.
And it can also be put in the microwave.
Oh.
Which just feels like...
Huge.
Yeah. Like it's quite small and $34. Mm-hmm. It's a very good kind of anyone gift.
It does feel like the way to approach this young man is like the new college grad vibe, right?
Yes.
How are we setting you up to be an adult? And
yes.
This is one way.
Yes.
It's just a little starter pan.
A little starter pan.
Yeah.
You could also do a couple cookbooks. The Food Lab, Better Home Cooking Through Science by J. Kenji Lopez-Alt feels like up this guy's alley. Or Start Here, Instructions for Becoming a Better Cook by Sola L. Whaley. That's like a big fall cookbook that just came out. You could do get restaurant gift certificates.
This is the most obvious thing to me. This gal just moved to a new town for her boyfriend, for your son. You got to make her... want to live here forever, right? So that your son stays put.
Thank you for the psychological journey you just took us on about, well, your own,
yeah.
life. So, or this person, who could say?
So you are going to get them, you get them a gift certificate to the rock climbing place, to the restaurant, to the whatever local thing that's going to make her fall in love with your town,
yes.
and stay put.
Yes.
And continue to fall in love with your son.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Maybe there are a couple of places that you know they like. Maybe it's like a fancy dinner that they would never get for themselves, like a Prime Seafood Palace gift certificate.
Yeah.
That seems like a very fancy place in Toronto. I would want to go. Speaking of the college grad thing, luggage.
Yes.
Luggage.
Yes.
Wally Bags makes this travel garment bag that is very sleek and simple and $80.
How grown up to have a real garment bag that's not just one that you got from, I don't know, the dry cleaner or wherever.
Exactly. Patagonia has this black hole duffel bag, and they have like a full black hole collection, which they have, you know, trademarked that term. So you could build him a collection over time and do like the backpack, the packing cubes, whatever. At a certain point, I'm sure he'll get annoyed and start returning them and be like, just stop. But you could test the water, see
you
how far
try.
That goes. You could try.
I also think most young men of this life stage should have the Alex Mill Perfect Weekend Tote. I have this thing. It's just one of the most highly
perfect
functional,
weekday.
Like sturdy canvas totes on the market.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's great. It's a good weekender. It's a good everyday schlep bag. And I think this guy needs it.
Yes, totally.
All right. We're moving on to the moms and the mom-in-laws.
Yes.
quintessential Midwest mom of three adult kids who loves baking, reading, watching PBS shows, musicals, traveling, and getting her steps in walking her two black labs, has been referred to as the mommiest mom in the past, puts up with a lot of BS from her curmudgeonly husband, my dad. I've given her many kitchen items and books over the years. Favorite brands are things like Emma Bridgewater, Hannah Anderson, and Talbots. I have to say, this was a hugely helpful sentence.
Yes. Hannah Anderson also comes up multiple times in this gift guide.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Well, Hannah Anderson, I think, is eating up. I think they're doing well.
Yeah.
I recently moved to NYC, so I'm hoping to get her something that will make her feel less abandoned and more cared for. Thank you for any suggestions. You're welcome.
Okay. Met Opera on Demand.
Mm-hmm.
A New York-y thing that can come to her.
Yeah.
Maybe you go see the opera in person and she sees it on demand and then you can talk about it and
together.
You can like get into it. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Some cozy taking care of stuff that feels in the vibe of her favorite brands, but maybe just a little bit different than she's aware of.
Yeah.
Tekla, which is this wonderful sort of linens and bath textiles brand, makes such a chic bathrobe. It comes in all sorts of different colors and all sorts of different stripes. And then Lake pajamas, I feel like she's going to want to know about. I feel like the woman who is into Hannah Anderson and Emma Bridgewater and Talbots is going to be psyched about Lake.
I think that's exactly right. A couple of cookbooks, 50 States, 50 Pies by Stacey May Yan Fong. I just love.
Yeah, you
I
sent love this cookbook.
I sent this cookbook to my dad and he was like, well, this is what a cookbook should be. Which I just, you know, there we go.
What a compliment.
What a compliment. Fresh Midwest Modern Recipes from the Heartland by Marin Ellingbo King is that sort of like paying tribute to the Midwest with like fresh seasonal ingredients.
That's such a nice idea for this mommiest quintessential Midwest mom.
You didn't say that she likes tea, but I feel like saying you like PBS is the same as liking tea. Hayden makes really beautiful electric tea kettles that feel just like so cozy and special.
Going off the PBS thing, PBS merch is so good. So maybe if this is, you think that that's something she would be into, eBay has a delightful collection of vintage PBS t-shirts. The other thing is that this oven mitt that I'm obsessed with, it's by Galleon Fenn, the Six Bells sells it. It is such a beautiful oven mitt with these botanical illustrations on it. I think that your quintessential Midwest mom wants this.
I think that's right. I think that's really right. Mom in her mid-50s, a new grandma, had a really hard year mental health-wise, but making positive changes. Goes to therapy, but new at it. Loves to be social, have dinner, see movies and Broadway shows. Loves 80s pop music and Jason Isbell. Enjoys trying new things, but tends to move on to something else quickly.
Okay, so she needs some, like, crafty kits that are small and achievable.
Yes, and that, like, aren't a whole hobby.
Yes, exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
Molly Mahan makes these block printing kits that are just, like, very fun and cute. A little cottage corey, I guess, I would say.
I like this Martha May How to Paint a Cloud bundle. Two reasons. One, it's the tiniest little setup to just watercolor a cloud. And it's got the little brush and the big brush and the watercolor and the small little piece of paper. So it's very achievable and small. But I also think this woman who's having a hard mental health year, paint a little cloud.
That's it.
Paint a little cloud.
Okay. If she has a sense of humor for it, Nora McInerney sells bumper stickers. Sometimes she has one in stock called Don't Honk, I'm Already Crying, which is incredible. And another says former baby on board.
That one's great.
Great.
Former baby on board. Excellent. Who couldn't use that?
Speaking of small changes and like little things and noting progress, a 5-year diary. This feels like the answer. Semicolon makes a really beautiful one.
Midori makes this gorgeous embroidered one that they sell on St. Louis Art Supply.
Yeah, St. Louis Art Supply. Oh my gosh, the best.
The best.
A lofty clock, which is, you know, one of the ones that wakes you up with light gently.
It's very, and this clock is very concerned with your mental health.
Extremely concerned, and your sleep hygiene.
Yes, they also make a lamp that I love.
I
keep it in Cam's room because it's a nice, soft, gentle nightlight.
Maybe a subscription to Mubi, M-U-B-I, which is movie streaming, but it's also sort of a cinema community, which is a nice idea, or to Criterion Collection.
Or to Saipua TV, because Saipua, who makes those beautiful soaps.
Yeah, of course.
Has a video subscription channel now that has to be the most soothing thing you could ever imagine. It is just videos of them doing stuff around their farm, teaching you skills, or maybe just saying like, hey, look at what just bloomed. Look at what just hatched.
Wow.
It truly just feels like a warm, soft massage for your brain. You could pair it with Saipua Garden Tea, which is made by Deborah Needleman.
I mean, come on. Come on. It's too good.
What?
It's
what?
Too good.
It
it's
all
too
just
good.
Feels like everything's happy and sweet here.
Yeah. Maybe not real, but that's fine.
Yeah, no, that's fine. It doesn't need to be.
Totally.
Okay, my mom, she's 70, a former elementary art teacher, retired and living on a budget. We completely misgift each other every year. I try to give her nice, not overly luxurious, but nice, scarves, sweaters, earrings, etc., and they always flop. My brother and his girlfriend gave her a plastic porch goose, and it's her favorite thing ever. She doesn't read, she's crafty, but her medium is always changing, and usually something very specific, like needle felting. I am sorry for you that you spend all this time picking out scarves and earrings only to have the porch goose be the thing. I only learned what a porch goose is quite recently, and I'm thrilled about it.
You were like, I love this. Did you know this exists? And I was like, I did, but I'm also from the Midwest. So.
Well, because also you can dress it up. That's like the whole thing about a porch goose,
it's
right?
It's not just that you can dress it up. It's that you must. You must. Like, you must.
Well, so I think that this crafty woman who loves her porch goose, you need to go on Etsy and buy her a pattern for making her own porch goose outfit.
Just
and
then get the materials porch goose of it all. Just accept it.
I just want to tell you, I did some recon, and the what I actually think is the most incredible is not a porch goose outfit, but a porch goose wig that you can crochet.
Yeah.
So you can give your porch goose like some blonde curly hair with pink bows. You could do pigtails. So go buy the pattern and then get her the yarn for it too, and the needles, whatever she needs, and give her this, and you've given her two gifts in one.
We have some other artsy craftsy ideas. This company, Pink Picasso, does custom paint by numbers kits. So you like send them in a picture. This was recommended by Reese Witherspoon and Vanity Fair.
Who probably you and your mom and Reese will both enjoy this.
They will both enjoy this. There's also a non-custom alt paint by numbers kit called Paint Anywhere, which is kind of like, you know where puzzles were 3 years ago? That's where paint by numbers is now.
Right. That's right.
Yeah.
Melanie Abrantes makes the most beautiful DIY wood carving kits. And similar to what we were talking about before, it's like they're contained, they're achievable little DIY projects.
It's really needle felting adjacent.
It's very needle felting adjacent. You can get her a spoon carving kit. You can get her a Japanese knife carving kit. There's all sorts of stuff.
I love this black and white pot holder loom kit from Friendly Loom, sold by the Six Bells. It's just like, you know those pot holder looms you do when you were kids, but this is like the grown-up chic version.
Also, I just, maybe she wants a duck candle holder to go with her porch goose. I don't know.
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay. All right. Here's a big one. This is from my cousin, Julia, who really gave us a whopper of an assignment.
This is a hard assignment.
She said, okay, how about my mom? I'll let you describe her though. You know, rude, but I'll do it. And then she said something that's not a cookbook and also maybe not clothes because she buys those for herself anyway. In exchange, I'm sharing a brilliant gift idea, or at least I think so, for someone who likes to cook, bake a lot. And then Julia linked to Mud Australia's line of bakeware. And I'm going to say, Julia, you were right. I think it is a brilliant gift idea. They have a line that you can not only bake on, but then serve on because it's beautiful ceramic. And it Mud Australia, if you're not familiar, makes really beautiful ceramics. And it's true. This bakeware is so gorgeous. And then
like a loaf pan. So cute.
It's really, really stunning. So that is Julia's gift to us in exchange for describing her mom.
I don't know if it's enough. I don't know if it's an even exchange, but go on. Okay.
It was fun because I haven't done this aside to put myself in the shoes of our audience.
I see.
And I actually wanted to go on and on and on and on because there's actually a lot to say about my aunt.
Let's hear it.
So my aunt is the youngest of three. She lives in the Bay Area. She is a retired real estate lawyer who has incredible taste and like loves having
unimpeachable taste.
Unimpeachable taste.
Loves having taste.
She does.
That's good. Yeah.
She and the nice thing also about her is that she is interested in so many things. She loves to cook and bake. She is not at all intimidated by complicated recipes. She has cooked, I think, everything from the Pock Pock cookbook, which I'm sorry, the Pock Pock cookbook is not a cookbook.
It's not for cooking.
No, it's not for cooking. But she's cooked so many things from it. She loves to entertain. And so she will cook from the Pock Pock cookbook for like 10 people. She has a fondness for cute animals and cute things in general. Like, she's not scared of something cute. She's a very good storyteller. She's a very good letter writer. She feels very strongly about thank you notes. I told you I had to cut myself off here, but we're only halfway through. She is a grandmother to two boys, also a grandmother to a dog named Steve who dressed up as a martini for Halloween. Her fashion sense and her interior design sense also both are towards very high-end fun, I will call it.
So wow. This is aspirational. This high-end fun. Yeah.
I think Alice is aspirational.
Of course she is.
You know?
Of course she is. But no, this description. Yeah, go on.
Think a lot of Dries Van Noten, Comme des Garçons. Like, not scared of a feather.
No.
Not scared of color.
Mm-mm.
She is also an incredibly talented crafter. She has a whole craft room that is very chicly outfitted. And she's been very into needlepoint lately. She's also a voracious reader. And now I'm done.
You've given us so much.
Okay. I love this little Ascali Primo digital scale. It comes in every color. And I just think for someone who's like a serious cook and a serious baker who needs to be weighing out how
she
much flour.
She definitely bakes by weight. There's absolutely no way she measures flour in a cup.
I think the same. Well, this is a very chic to me. It looks very Milanese.
Yeah.
And it comes in tarragon green. It comes in soft pink.
Tarragon green. You've had me there. You've had me there.
Okay. Oh, this was a great idea that you had. The Macienda gift kit.
Macienda, like if you're making pock recipes, you also want to be making your own homemade tortillas.
Yes.
Or tamales.
Yes.
And Macienda makes the most beautiful versions of like the ways to do that. Yeah. I also like if you need something like little for somebody, the tortilla warmer pouch, I'll tell you what, like nothing in their line over delivers more than that thing for me.
Really?
Yeah.
You're using it.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. And when it showed up at our house, Macienda sent us this last year. Thomas was like, what do we need a tortilla warmer pouch?
Well, because also it's so beautiful that you couldn't get rid of it.
Right. And I was like, calm down. It takes up no space. It's like a napkin size. Like,
correct.
And it works. And he's like, regrettably worth it.
Regrettably worth it. I love it. For the Dries Van Noten wearer in your life, or just the pattern lover, the color lover, this store Porta in general is great. They just have fun, beautiful, lots of pattern, lots of colorful home items. I, for Alice, specifically picked out this Leticia Roget Butterfingers butter dish because it also, like Alice, has a sense of humor. It is a butter dish that when you take the top off and underneath it says, caught you Butterfingers.
Perfect.
It's cute.
It's cute.
Oh my God, this is the most Alice thing ever.
It really is. Go on.
Okay. Michelle Kim, who we've talked about on this podcast.
We talked about her talking about decoupage. She does decoupage plates and fabrics, and it's just also good.
She's so talented. She makes, which is called the Scheherazade Chicken Mitt. It is an oven mitt shaped like a chicken with the most beautiful, basically decoupage fabric. It's not actually decoupage, but it's like collaged fabric that she sews on. You and I both have one and think that it is the most extraordinary thing we've ever seen.
Deeply charming. Like
deeply charming.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay, another colorful, fun thing. These Hel Mardal espresso cups are so gorgeous. They are these glass, colorful little espresso cups, and the handle is a little knob, a little bubble.
Mm.
It's very cute.
Something that did not make your description, but that I know about Alice, is that she swims. She's a committed swimmer in all weather.
Isn't it crazy how much there is to say about this woman?
Yeah. So much to say. There's this company called the Magic Five that makes custom fit swim goggles.
Yes.
And you could do a gift certificate.
Yes. You know, my mom has these.
Of course I know. I kind of assumed Alice already had them, but I was including them in case anyone else swam.
She may. You know that I'm recently obsessed with Julia Morgan because I toured the Hearst Castle.
I do know this about you.
Well, this woman also had a huge impact on San Francisco, where my Aunt Alice lives. And there's this recent book, An Intimate Biography of the Trailblazing Architect. I think for my voracious reader, Bay Area aunt, with a design sensibility. She can read this. Okay, one other thing, if you want to splurge on Alice, and it is a splurge. Lena Ruhl makes the most beautiful mohair throws. She also, if you go to her site, makes hats and things at a lower price point, but they are the most stunning colors. This is like the, this is the, you're going to spend so much money for someone with incredible taste.
Maybe it's a group gift, family gift.
It's the Neiman Marcus catalog gift.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
I need holiday gift help from my boyfriend's mother. A few details about her. She's a professor in the Boston area and an immigrant from a Scandinavian country. She has great taste, homewares design, and a Scandinavian sense of restrained style. She's a woman of a certain age, after all, not a Copenhagen TikTok girly. And she has nice things disease.
A great disease to have.
Nice things disease.
Yeah.
You know the stuff in her house is nice. For general sense of her style, she has always worn Birkenstock Bostons, carries an Everlane backpack to campus, and has functional and pretty cookwear, like a beautiful espresso machine. I've struck out on all the gifts I've given her, and I thought I was good at gifting. They include a handmade and hand-painted pottery vase, artisan granola, and Lauren Groff's Fates and Furies. She said she liked her New Yorker stories, but alas, the book didn't work, per her son. She has a dog she's obsessed with and a beach house, though it's pretty outfitted. Maybe I could try something there. Food and wine / Bev's gift are out because of health issues.
I just want to applaud this person on their description. It's an excellent description.
Excellent. Excellent.
Okay. I'm going to suggest for her the message slides, which we've also talked about on this podcast. They're an incredibly comfortable, incredibly minimal slide. It's a sandal. And then they came out with socks specifically for the slides. And I think her Scandinavian sensibility, her love of a Boston...
Boston.
I think
they
that this
Boston
is going to work
adjacent,
for her.
For sure.
Also, maybe she wants some beautiful pajamas. I have been eyeing these Deji flannel pajamas. Deji in general makes really nice sleepwear, and they have these nice plaid flannel ones.
The sleep shirt also feels extremely up her alley as a line.
The sleep shirt is perfect for her. Yes, the sleep shirt is great for gifting in general because it's beautiful, really quality sleepwear for this beach house that's already pretty well outfitted. Probably does not have the Malika seashell towel, which I just think is so beautiful.
It probably does not have this particular Malika towel.
Malika is such a beautiful line. Okay. It really is all so gorgeous, everything they make. And they
It's Egyptian?
Yes.
Yeah.
And they did a collaboration with Neil and Co. And it's there. I've never seen towels like this.
Never seen towels like this.
They're meant for a beach house. They got
never
seashells.
Seen towels like this.
Okay. Also, again, you knew it was going to come up again, but St. Olio makes this dog aromatic dog refresher for her dog.
I'm telling you, I feel like anybody who has a dog on your list needs this. Yeah. They're going to be delighted with it. It's like, it's a gift for everyone
Honestly,
in the family.
It's just one of those things that needs to go in your emergency gift drawer.
Great idea. Excellent idea.
Some more dog stuff. Verloop, which is a knitwear line we love with very reasonable pricing, makes delightful dog sweaters, including a faux fur one that I just think is wonderful. And then Pogo makes this pet bowl, which they sell them on Etsy in really bright colors.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I've never seen these in my life.
They're very cool. Okay. So they're made, they're 3D printed.
Yeah.
Made using starch-based bioplastics derived from corn, potato, cassava crops. And they're sort of modular. So you can make it a tall pet bowl. You can make it a small pet bowl. It can be for water because it has a glass insert, or it can be for food.
And so then, if you've got a pet that's short, you can get a, you don't,
wow. So Rakumo has them in kind of like more understated colors, but then if you go to their Etsy store, they have brighter colors. But I think for your, the Scandinavian, she might want the understated colors.
I think so. Okay. Very Christian mother-in-law who writes historical fiction.
Love this.
Judy Kim makes these gingerbread cookie wreaths. They're little kits, but you're really just like assembling the cookies on the wreath. It's like very light lift crafting project. Darling.
Jamie Beck has a new book out that is so beautiful. It's all flower.
It's Flowers of Provence.
It's called Flowers of Provence. Yeah. Maybe you can pair it with an iPhone case.
Yeah.
From Jamie. Or a set of note cards. Jamie has a ton of stuff like that.
Flowers, beautiful, neutral. Yes. Like you don't have to agree on anything but flowers.
That's right. Yeah. That's right.
It's perfect. Exactly.
Powder Puff Collection makes these very cool quilted pullover scarves. They have snoods, they have wraps, but the pullover scarf, it's like a great gifty item.
They're like little puffer like scarves.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then the historical fiction is what led me to pair this next item with this woman. Bridie Hall makes these intaglio bar soaps, which are
cameos.
They are made in the likeness of real antique cameos and intaglios, which were collected by travelers on their grand tours across Europe during the 18th and 19th centuries. They're very beautiful little bar soaps.
What a great idea, Claire.
Thank you. Okay, next. In search of gift ideas for my 83-year-old, fancy-ish but not fussy mother-in-law, born and raised in D.C., still rocks blonde bob, loves hydrangeas, obsessed with bunnies, raised 5 kids, and is overcooking but loves anything with cranberries, nuts, and raisins. Hobbies include bowling, Irish dancing, shopping at Aldi, and finding a bargain. Very tech-challenged. Have a great picture of this woman, and I love her. Okay, this, unfortunately, you have to get for her because you've said that she's obsessed with both bunnies and hydrangeas. Coral and Tusk, which is a line of textiles that we love that does these really beautiful embroidered designs on the textiles, makes a bunny hydrangea tea towel.
I mean, do we just stop there or do we keep going?
I just can't imagine why. We are not going to stop there, but you, listener, you should stop there.
You should.
I just have to know, it's just a picture of a hydrangea plant and then there's a bunny standing next to it. Inexplicably, the bunny is wearing monarch butterfly wings.
I wouldn't worry about it.
Okay. All right. Oh, I think that this lady might be into Juliet wine, which is a really high-end, beautifully packaged, boxed wine.
It has but a little carrier
strap. It has
strap.
A carrier.
I don't know.
I think she's got to bring it to bowling.
Yeah.
Right? Like, show up
at bowling. If her alley's BYO, you know? I mean, that's a whole thing, but yeah.
Okay, so if she doesn't bring it to bowling, what is her other hobby?
Oh, I'm not worried about it.
She can bring it to Irish dancing, but it's...
She'll find a use.
It basically looks like a purse, but it's boxed wine. And it's very good wine.
Block Shop does these Italian cashmere wraps that, like, I don't know, I'm the woman who's modeling them on their site, I feel like is giving the vibe of this fancy-ish, not fussy mother-in-law, for sure.
Yes.
Oh, and I also, gosh, I love Italian marquetry boxes and pieces. Mm-hmm. They're these, like, sort of, like, colorful wood pieces that just, I don't know, I feel like it's a little bit of an Aunt Alice energy,
Yes, totally. It very much is. Oh, you found a cranberry item for her too.
I did.
Good for you.
This company, Mother Shrub, makes a cranberry shrub.
That's a great idea for somebody who loves cranberry. Yes, it also feels festive. Okay, also thought maybe you can get her something local. Capital City is this company that makes this incredible or purported to be incredible barbecue sauce. Mm. It's called Capital City Mambo Sauce, and they have these little gift packs of it. Maybe you get her that.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, they have keychains. That you can fill with the sauce yourself.
Well, because that's how you know that this is a sauce that people feel fanatical about.
Because they carry around with keychains. Of course. Yes. Of course. Yes. Of course. Mother-in-law, early 70s, notoriously difficult and anxious, prefers austere things, drinks a lot of black, understated but fancy tea, secretly addicted to watching Teen Mom.
I love this one. This is a Hall of Famer. And who knew it would be so up our alley and fun to just, all I needed was austere things.
Austere things. Leah and Nicholas make these beautiful austere mugs. Just austere.
Hot Cool Tokyo makes a beautifully austere tea storage container. Kinto also makes these canisters that are perfect for tea. They're airtight. I think she needs a tea storage container.
Yeah, totally, totally.
Or maybe you want an austere Hinoki tissue box from Shop Good Friend.
Austere, austere, austere.
Yeah. Oh, another austere thing. This is the Siwa carry-all bag by Naoto Fukasawa for Onao Company. It's sold by our faves over at Nalata Nalata. So it's made of a durable and nearly untearable paper. It is big enough for a gym bag. I'm not going to read you the whole product description. You know we love Nalata Nalata product descriptions. But it's like a big farmer's market bag, basically made of paper that won't tear. What's more austere than that?
No, totally.
And it's shaped like an L.L. Bean, like boat tote. It's so cool.
I loved your thought of Bare Hands Dry Gloss Manicure Kit, which is a buffing set.
Yes. Which you love.
Which I love.
Because austere, just a buffed nail. What's more austere than that?
It's perfect. I think Annie Arnault books.
Mm. It is bold to give your mother-in-law Annie Arnault. This is...
No, some Annie Arnault is bold to give your mother-in-law. Okay. Not all Annie Arnault is about her sex life.
Okay.
The writing, even the one...
And if your mother-in-law chooses to follow Annie Arnault down the rabbit hole to Annie Arnault's sex life, that's on your mother-in-law.
That's her choice.
Yeah.
The writing is austere and spare, even about her sex life, but it is voyeuristic enough for a Teen Mom viewer.
Mm. Love it. All right. Mother-in-law has a big heart and a big personality, is from Colombia, likes blue, good food, excellent tequila, plays tennis, and has picked up pickleball. Now we enter
now
the pickleball.
Now we are talking.
Yes. And we've got pickleball and tequila in one.
In one. Okay.
This woman's on trend.
We're also going to just kind of loop mezcal in here. And we're sorry.
That's right.
We know there's a strong distinction. Uh-huh. But Macienda makes mezcal cups, as does Neal & Co. Mm-hmm. Rarities. And then there are this company, Visky, makes these Himalayan salt shot glasses. You know those salt things you cook like salmon on or you put salmon on or whatever after you cook them?
Yeah, they're also the same aesthetic as a salt lamp.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But you put tequila in this and it gives it just a tiny bit of salt flavor when you're drinking it.
Clever. Love that.
Clever.
Okay. Verve Culture makes this mezcal and tequila infusion and tasting set that Milk Street sells. And I trust everything that Milk Street sells.
Christopher Kimball knows what he's doing.
He knows what he's doing. And he's saying this is the tasting set / at-home infusion set that you need.
Mi Cochina does these denim placemats, pot holders, and table runners to play into the blue thing. Mm-hmm. Like, it also just feels like the kind of, like, entertaining this woman's doing to me.
Yes.
There are a lot of pickleball bags out on the market.
Yes. Okay.
You would not be surprised to hear.
No, I'm not.
Mark and Graham, I think, makes the best ones going.
Oh, really?
And
okay.
They are customizable, monogrammable, bunch of styles.
These are very good looking.
Yeah. And like some like feminine looking ones, some masculine looking ones. There's kind of something for everyone.
I like Mark and Graham. I used to think of them as the stuffy monogram place, but they're cute and they're
I think they do a good job.
They do a good job.
I think they do a good job.
Chefney, which makes all sorts of cute little home and entertaining things, makes these tennis ball cocktail napkins. They are just circular little coaster sized cocktail napkins that are embroidered to be like tennis balls.
Fun. It feels like she's outside. She's like drinking and eating. Mm-hmm. Does she want a picnic basket?
Yeah.
Picnic time does this Parisian picnic basket that's very chic. Or June Days has a cooler, like a soft-sided cooler, which also just like, you know, if you're older, you don't want to be carrying a hard-sided like Yeti or whatever.
Agreed.
And they do a really beautiful navy color.
Okay. Tanchen makes a wine bag. Maybe she wants the magnum-sized one so that she can fit her big bottle of tequila or mezcal whatever in there.
It's really possible.
And it doubles as a purse, but it's the same idea, right? She's got to bring her booze on the go, and this thing is so beautiful.
It's
got a wood handle and then the fisherman's net. You can pick out which color you want. Also, Lanes London makes tequila slippers.
Yes.
cute. I feel like this woman has a sense of humor about her, and she wants a slipper on that on the left-hand side has a bottle of tequila and on the right-side hand has a margarita.
Yeah, she definitely does. Yeah. She definitely does. Our last category for the day.
Oh, thank God. I was wondering how long this episode's going.
Long, as is usual for these gift guide episodes. Kids.
Impressing a five-year-old on Christmas morning without a massive plastic Barbie house.
Did you write that one or no?
I know. Isn't it? I have been asked for a Barbie house. I think you've been there.
I've heard it. And you said, I'll put it on the list of things I know that you want.
Okay. So a couple of just like big house alts.
Uh-huh.
House, H-A-U-S, or Follies both make houses. The house one, talked about it last year. It's made of corrugated plastic and it folds right up. Same with Follies. And with Follies, it's not corrugated plastic. It's cardboard, but it's very sturdy cardboard. And the kids put them together themselves, which is cool.
Playhouse vibes.
Okay, this is just an LOL, but you know, I hope somebody gets it. There is this company called Smol, S-M-O-L. They make really beautiful, really Instagrammy bounce houses.
Like, in neutrals. Like, you could see them, you know, a Jenny Kane home, you're picturing it, you're picturing it. These would look at home there. It's a lot.
I also, they're so insane. They, if you really want to go big, one, they make a splash pad with two slides on it.
Sure.
They also make just an obstacle course. For the person who's like, I couldn't possibly rent a playhouse. I have to own a playhouse. That is how much acreage I have to fill and how much time I need to fill for my children. I'm going to buy the $830 inflatable course. Or you could just do the standard bounce house, which will run you about like anywhere from $200 to $500 something. Okay. Also a theater setup.
Yes.
I love for a kid.
Yes.
I've gotten the ones for Cam that go hang on the door, but you can get the, if you have the space, there's one by Wonder and Wise. That's a playhouse that comes with a microphone.
Oh
and
my
it's
gosh.
Got the theater curtains and they can put on a whole show.
This company Gathered, G-A-T-H-R-E. Why are all these children companies? Why do we have to spell them all?
Why do you have to spell them all?
They make a trampoline, like a mini tramp, and it has a little handrail for safety purposes, which love. And then if you want to just go in like a totally different direction, you know what would have impressed me if I wanted a Barbie dream house? A collection of 24 lip smackers.
Honestly,
Crayola.
Cam would absolutely love this. They're shaped like Crayola crayons.
And they're all the colors and it's $25 and I don't know. I
need
think
to know
this
are they
perfect.
Tinted.
I wouldn't worry about it.
I am worried about it. Yeah. I am worried about
You're
it.
You're worried about them like, being on your walls.
Yeah. Oh, this was a big hit that you got for Cam last year.
Yes. These Eames giant House of Cards deck. They're printed. They're these like big, like, I don't know, like 8x10 cardboard pieces that are printed with art and you like stack them and combine them together and build. And they also have a box that you can color your own.
Very cool. And Cam loves them. Bandeau has gotten in on the games, the designy games. They make a 4 in a row/Connect 4 that is so cute and delightful. And in general, just have a bunch of cute games now that I think are fun.
Yes, yes,
and
yes.
All my friends just started having kids. Best gifts for babies under 1 year.
Nothing.
Sorry to everybody who has heard us say this every year since we started doing this gift guide, but babies under 1 year don't need anything.
Babies don't, they don't know. They have no idea. That's their whole thing.
So you're going to make a donation to something, the National Diaper Bank Network, something. You're going to make a donation to something in their name that makes sense. The other thing that I think is a good consumable for babies under 1 year that will travel with them as they grow are bath crayons.
Yeah. Great idea.
I will say, and I'm going to break our rules right now. I recently came across this thing because it they're German and they only recently started selling in the US. They're called Staplestein. And I was disappointed because I think Cam's probably just a little bit too old for them. But they are these modular playthings. They're shaped almost like bowls. So like when the kids are small, they can actually sort of like sit in them and wibble wobble on them. They come in really pretty colors. They're not ugly. You could buy one or two and the parents could expand the collection of them. Because they're the type of things when they're small, you can sort of like put them on your head, sit on them, whatever. And then they're stackable so you can start making big creations out of them. And they're attractive, unlike a lot of toddler toys.
Yes.
Okay, another thing that it took me way too long to get, and if somebody had given me these when my child was a baby, I feel like it would have saved me so much time and heartache, custom name tags.
Oh, for like daycare stuff and whatever.
And bottles and clothes
and
whatever.
Right, anything you're sending this child out into the world with.
Yes.
That's a great idea.
It took me until I sent Cam to a day camp where they were like, you have to, like, and here's the link to buy them. And now I love them and I put them on everything and it is so satisfying. It took
me
way too
long. You know, once you get to a label, you really like a label.
Yeah, well, you know, I love a label. Yeah. But I do think, especially if you're sending a baby into daycare, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
You need to label everything.
Everything, yeah.
So just get them these, get them cute little name tags. I have ordered from both Name Bubbles and Label Weavers because I like name tags that much and I wanted to know what the best ones were.
Sure. Yeah. No, it makes perfect sense.
I've ultimately fallen on Neem Bubbles, but it's really about aesthetic preference. I'm going to tell you, none of them are like the chicest things you've ever seen in the world. You kind of have to lean into the cute of it.
For this one-year-old name tag. Yeah, no, yeah. I think people could get there. Yeah,
and also know that, you know, you don't have to live with them forever.
No, definitely not.
Mm-hmm.
Toddler whose parent wants, quote, less stuff in the house.
Yeah.
Consumables.
Yes, that's
consumables,
right.
Consumables, consumables, consumables. Tatley, the temporary tattoo company
yeah.
has a Richard Scarry collaboration.
That is wonderful.
It is way too cute.
It's extremely cute. Kids love temporary tattoos.
Twee, the sidewalk chalk company, started doing these name chalks, like you can spell the name in chalk. Incredible.
Anything from Twee in general, it is such a hit. They make the cutest sidewalk chalk you have ever seen.
This is on my list for you and Cam this year. Sorry in advance for spoiling anything, but Kyra messaged us on Instagram about Soap Dough Co.
This is cool.
It's like soap, but it's modeling soap.
Oh my
gosh. So you can like make soap
sculptures
together. Yeah.
I love this. It's like Fimo, but it's soap.
It's Fimo, but it's soap. Exactly. Exactly. And then Supernatural Sprinkles does baking sets and sprinkles. There are no artificial colors. They're vegan. They're allergy friendly. I just sent these to my niece.
Toddlers love a sprinkle.
Love a sprinkle.
The Dough Project does these DIY make your own dough Play-Doh kits that are very fun. So it's an activity. It's a consumable.
I mean,
you're not going to actually consume it, but we all know Play-Doh is a temporary.
We know where it ends up.
Yeah. Okay. Two nephews, second grade and fourth grade, live in the Midwest. They both like video games. My sister-in-law and brother are recently teaching them that expensive college isn't worth it, even though my brother went to two expensive colleges and is a successful lawyer. I adamantly disagree. You don't say. I knew from the parenthetical that you disagreed. They play soccer and violin. I also play violin. They don't seem to like sweets or treats unless it's pure sugar. They visit us and my parents in the mountains in Colorado often, so they appreciate the outdoors, but try not to go into it very much unless my parents force them to go backpacking. I don't want to buy them anything they expect or that my sister-in-law might throw away and think is too expensive. This is also kind of a gift guide request for my sister-in-law if you're catching on to what she's like too. Incredible.
Sister-in-laws are next week.
Yeah.
But in the meantime.
Okay. There is this magazine called Anyway Magazine that is for tweens, and I am so impressed with it.
You're obsessed. It's so good.
I enjoyed it. It's called Honest Magazine for Curious Tweens. They have all the stuff you want in this sort of a magazine. So like room tours and interviews with other kids your age. But then they also, this was the thing that hooked me. And I was like, these people know what they're doing. The first issue had an interview with an adult who had started a slime business. And kids this age are obsessed with slime.
But they don't think about who's making it. And they don't think that it's a job. And they're not exposed to that many jobs in general. And so this is good. Yeah.
And I loved it. I was like, yes, this just makes the world feel bigger and exposes you to things you might not otherwise think about.
Yeah.
I love the idea of guided journaling for kids. Junior Happy Me makes one that feels especially gender neutral.
Yes.
Okay, another one. I'm trying to make these kids' worlds feel bigger because I have a feeling their parents are trying to make their worlds feel smaller.
Yeah.
There is this new company called Beau and May that does Lunar New Year celebration boxes, which I love as a Christmas gift that they can then use later, like a little later during the Lunar New Year. But you can pick out all these different ones, and obviously you learn about the Lunar New Year by doing it, and then they're like fun and kiddy and great.
This is very cool.
Aren't they cool?
Yeah. I like the idea of custom Chuck Taylors.
Ugh.
Super fun. Super fun. Or something that feels like it's kind of like the collab between music and video game.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a thing called the Stylophone S1 Pocket Synthesizer that is not specifically for kids, that feels very serious and grown up, but is like $35 and the fourth grader could get into it. And then for the younger kid, there's the E-Block Circuit Box 120 Build Your Own Sound Machine and Radio.
Wow.
Wow. Wow. Wow. We talked about on a recent episode, Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark.
Yes.
Feels fun.
Very fun. Flick Flack watches. I think they're the right age for a Flick Flack.
Yep.
Okay. Also, this is like maybe for your nephews. It might also be for your husband, depending on who your husband is. The MMX Marshmallow Crossbow. It is a full-on crossbow that shoots marshmallows.
Wow. And it is. No, it's like an actual. It's not like a Nerf product.
Yeah.
No.
It's wood and metal, and it looks like a legit crossbow. The other smart thing is that they sell marshmallow dust, like colored marshmallow dust, that so that you can, you know, leave a spot with the marshmallows.
So like paintball, kind
of. Yeah, that's the idea.
Yeah. Okay.
It truly feels like it might be for your 8-year-old nephew or it might be for like your 65-year-old dad. It's all in the personality.
Yeah,
you know?
That's right.
The other thing I love for these boys is the what's called the Who's She board game. Okay. This is a custom board game made by an Etsy seller and it comes in various different permutations. But
it's like Guess Who.
It is the game Guess Who, but who you're guessing is like Frida Kahlo or Malala. It's all about just women who have made a big impact on the world. Harriet Tubman. And so you learn about these women through playing this game.
Wow. Yeah, my niece Roy is getting this year, it turns out.
Great. Yeah. Great. Turns out.
Turns out.
All right, we did it.
We did it.
Part two coming next week.
That's the show.
This has been a production of Dear Media, and we are so grateful to the talented team over there for helping us make this podcast happen, especially to our wonderful producer, Allie Slice. You can follow us on Instagram at @athingortwohq, and if you have ideas for our show or want to advertise, email podcast@athingortwohq.com. Find show notes and sign up for our newsletter at athingortwohq.com too. If you love the show, consider supporting it by signing up for a secret menu also at athingortwohq.com.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.